Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
You would please open your Bibles to Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, we're beginning in verse 22. Luke 13, verses 22 through 35. This is God's word. Then Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, 'Sir, open the door for us.' But he will answer, 'I don't know you or where you come from.' Then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' But he will reply, 'I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers.' There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. People will come from east and west and north and south and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first who will be last." At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go tell that fox, 'I will drive out demons and heal people today and tomorrow, and on the third day, I will reach my goal.' In any case, I must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. Hi, this is Jim Wood. I'm very grateful for the privilege of teaching God's word now for over 40 years. I've seen firsthand the power of the gospel changing lives for eternity. My wife and I have been blessed with 7 children, 4 of them adopted. Each one is unique, but all of them are ours. In our travels to other countries, we've seen again and again that the human heart is the same everywhere. And everywhere we go, Jesus is the only one who can save. I hope that these broadcasts are an encouragement to you, and I want to ask you to take a few moments to encourage us. I want to ask you to do 3 things, in fact. First, please visit our website, pastorwood.org, and learn more about our work. Second, please pray for us that we will remain faithful and that God will continue to use us to spread his word around the world. And finally, if the Lord prompts you to do so, please support us financially. We are depending on our listeners to stand with us, and we're praying for God to bless you.
To step out of my comfort zone and into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
One of the complaints that some people lodge against Christianity or against Christians is that we're so narrow. We act as if, you know, our religion is the only true religion. Everything else is false. And we act as if we think we're going to heaven and everybody else is going to hell. I can understand where people would reach that conclusion. Jesus says that most people are on a broad road that leads to destruction. And that the way that leads to life is narrow and few people find it. Well, that does sound kind of narrow. Yeah, it is. Some of the people here were picking up on that theme, and so they were a little concerned, and they said to Jesus, Lord, are only a few people going to be saved? That's interesting. Jesus didn't directly answer the question. He goes on to tell a story in which people will come from east and west and north and south and take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. So there will be people from all over the world. And in fact, the Bible tells us every tribe and tongue and people and nation who are going to be saved. So it's not an ethnic thing. It's not a geographical thing. It's a relationship thing. But how about it, Jesus? Are only a few people going to be saved? Jesus doesn't answer as if it were an academic question. He responds by saying, make every effort to enter through that narrow door. I can't count the number of times when I've either been asked myself or heard some other preacher or apologist who was asked, you know, well, what about the people who live out in a remote jungle somewhere and they've never heard? Why are they asking? Are they wondering if they should buy a ticket and fly to some remote place so that they can share the good news? No. They're trying to make an excuse for their unbelief by saying that it wouldn't be fair for God not to just accept everybody. Well, if they ever get the job of being God of their own universe, then maybe I'd be interested in what they have to say. But instead, I'm inclined to respond like Jesus did. And that is to say, what about you? You're not in a remote jungle somewhere. You're not somebody who hasn't heard. Are you really concerned about those people, or are you just trying to avoid having to deal with the truth yourself? Make every effort, Jesus said to them, to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Oh, wait a minute. You're saying that it's possible for someone to want to be saved and they still are not saved? Well, look at the timing. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, sir, open the door for us. There's a window of opportunity while Jesus is here and he's calling people to follow him. And those who follow, if you are trusting in Jesus, you're saved. But those who are like, not right now, maybe later, I definitely am interested, I'll keep my options open. You don't know how much time you have. And once the door closes, how could the door close? Well, I'll give you an example I've seen more than once. People die. then it's too late. I guarantee you, every atheist, when they die, realizes they made a huge miscalculation. Lots of people who thought, well, I'll deal with that later. I do think that Christianity has a lot to commend it, but I'm just not willing to believe that Jesus is the only way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. But see, for a lot of people, that's just too narrow. Some years ago, my wife and kids heard a country music star sharing her testimony and saying that Jesus is her Lord and Savior and always will be, but she would never accept the idea, she said, that he's the only way. Well, then Jesus isn't your Lord and Savior if you're calling him a liar. Okay? Jesus said, there's no other way. There's no other way. Now, does that mean everybody's going to be saved? Of course not. Does it mean only those who know Jesus are going to be saved? It means this: the only way to be saved is through Jesus. What about people in the Old Testament who did not know Jesus' name? Were they saved another way? No, they were only saved by what Jesus did. And they, those who were saved, Jesus references them here: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the prophets. They believed as much as God revealed to them, and they trusted in him. So if there's somebody way out there in the middle of nowhere who's never heard, but they are believing as much as God has revealed and seeking to trust him and walk in obedience as best they understand, then you believe they'll be saved? Well, here's what I have seen. Absolutely true. Just saw another testimony the other day. God has a way of bringing those people to the truth. God has a way of revealing himself to them. There are Muslims right now in various countries who are giving the same testimony, and I've heard some of these firsthand. They're giving the same testimony of how they had a dream or they had a vision, and God revealed himself to them and told them where to go to find out the truth. And so they went, and it was like, I had a dream that I'm supposed to come here, and you're going to tell me how to be saved. God still uses people to proclaim the gospel. But God is God, and he's able to bring people to the gospel if they want to know the truth. And God is in the process right now of saving people all over the world. But suppose you're a really sincere Muslim. Well, then you need to get saved. Well, suppose you grew up in a culture like in India where they believe in many gods. Well, then you need to get saved. Well, suppose you're, you know, like somebody who grew up going to the Baptist church three times a week, well, you need to get saved. The only hope is not going to church, it's not being religious, it's not doing this and doing this and doing this. The only hope is Jesus. I had a couple in our church in Atlanta, married couple, and they had been to Europe, and they'd been to Asia, and they'd been to Africa, and they had been to South America, and they'd been all over this country and up to Canada, and they decided there was only one place they hadn't been, and that was Antarctica. So they were going to go there. So they went. They had the money to go. So they went. And when they were flying from Chile to Antarctica, the plane went down in the ocean. And the plane was sinking in these frigid waters. And the husband and wife were trapped there in the plane that was filling with water. And the flight attendant told them, go this way. And the husband believed and went that way. And finally let go of his wife's hand because she was pulling hard to go in the other direction. She did not believe the instructions. And she did not want to go up the aisle and out that way. She was going to go where it was shorter. She drowned. He lived. He believed and obeyed. He was saved. I preached her funeral. Very, very sad. Broke his heart. But his choice was to go and be saved, leaving her behind. It wasn't like she didn't get the message. It wasn't like he didn't plead with her to come. But he wouldn't have kept her from drowning if he'd stayed with her. You may have people in your life who are pulling you the other way. And you've heard the instructions, and you know what you must do to be saved, but there's a tug of war. You will never help anybody by disobeying God. You will never help anybody by not believing that there is a way out through Jesus Christ. I plead with you. Believe the good news. Jesus is the only way. Here's the main point for today. The only way to enter the kingdom of God is by trusting in Jesus, the King. The only way to enter the kingdom of God is by trusting in Jesus, the King. Jesus says, once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, sir, open the door for us. But he will answer, I don't know you or where you come from. Then you will say, we ate and drank with you and you taught in our streets. He says, you who are listening to me right now, you have the opportunity. We ate and drank with you and you taught in our streets, but he will reply, I don't know you or where you come from. Same sentence again. Away from me, all you evildoers. What's it going to be like for those who are outside? There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth. Great sorrow and great anger and great misery. When you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. Again, I repeat what I pointed out earlier. People will come from east and west and north and south. God is saving people from all over the world. But he's only saving them one way. And that's through Jesus. They will take their places and at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first and first who will be last. You think about the thief on the cross. He didn't know a lot. But as he hung next to Jesus with a sign over his head that said, King of the Jews, he believed. He believed that Jesus is the king, and his request of Jesus was, when you come into your kingdom, please remember me. He believed that despite what was happening, Jesus is the king. Didn't look that way, but it's the truth. Are you trusting in Jesus as the king, as the ruler, as Lord? Right now, the door is open. You haven't gone too far. It's not too late for you. If you can hear me right now, whether it's here in this room or somebody who's watching elsewhere, please understand, the door is open right now. Don't let anything or anybody hold you back from trusting in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you read the story of Noah and the ark, God closed the door. Noah didn't. Noah obeyed and built the ark. Noah obeyed and went into the ark, and God closed the door. And once that door was closed, there was no going out, no coming in. Either you are saved or not. If you are not sure whether you are saved, ask him to save you. The door is open, but there's only one door. There's only one way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The only way to enter the kingdom of God is by trusting in Jesus, the King. Let's pray. Father, we come to you right now recognizing that the plane has gone down and it's filling with water. My friend in Atlanta wasn't flying the plane. She was just a passenger. And we were born into a world where not only was there sin, but we were born sinners. Natural born sinners. Guilty of violating your commands. All of us are just inches away from death. But thank you that there is a way of salvation that you have provided through Jesus Christ. Thank you that we can come in Jesus' name and cry out to you to save us. And you've promised that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Thank you, Lord. What amazing grace. You made a way for us. And so we come right now in Jesus' name, and we ask that you would have mercy upon us, forgive our sins, cleanse us, and change us. Give us that new birth, that new life, which only you can give. And we thank you that those who trust in you are saved. And we will forever give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.